It's the Morning Midwest Digest with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Thursday morning edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by our weekly television show, This Week in Agribusiness, seen all across the country. I'll have this morning's stories coming right up. This time of the year, soybean farmers keep a wary eye on South America because of so much of the production down there competing with ours, and of course it's taken on new meaning during the trade war. Well, coming up this weekend, we'll get a close look on our television show at what's been happening with the Brazilian soybean crop, as respected analyst Mike Cordonier joins us in the studio. Mike has been a student of the production in South America for many, many years. He's owned a home down there at Rondonopolis, and he'll be joining us to give us an update ahead of the release of that report tomorrow. We're pondering just how big the crop could be. The USDA will update its estimate, but Mike has his own ideas. That and other news of agriculture coming up this weekend on our television show, This Week in Agribusiness, seen all across America. Check your local listings. Some of you have that foggy feeling this morning, because it's foggy again, very foggy around Indianapolis. Flood warnings were up during the night in the region around Nashville. Here in Chicago this morning, it's warm enough, barely, that it's raining. It's a cold rain. At Des Moines, it's snowing. Won't get any warmer than 15 there today, and overnight lows will be below zero in central Iowa. Union workers for the Detroit Big Three car companies are getting profit-sharing checks. And General Motors workers on the line learned yesterday they'll receive profit sharing of a little more than $10,000. Now, that's down $1,000 from last year for the hourly workers at GM. But it's more than the $7,600 at Ford and almost double the profit sharing for the workers at Fiat Chrysler. They'll get $5,500. From This Week in Agribusiness, the Louisville Farm Show will be going on a week from now. Starts Wednesday the 13th. Runs 4 days, and we'll be there 2 days, both Wednesday and Thursday. I'll be in the Case IH booth both days, 11 to 12 in the morning, and from 2 to 3 in the afternoon. Now it's Milwaukee's turn to mourn the killing of a police officer. 35-year-old Matthew Rittner was attempting to serve a warrant yesterday, but he was shot. Officer Rittner served 2 tours of duty in Iraq. And a friend of his said, if you were to draw a picture of a United States Marine or draw a picture of a perfect police officer, that would be him. Now, if you pondered whether you could be hacked, you might not have thought about this possible security breach that could be costly, very costly. A security breach in your car or pickup truck. If your vehicle is like most new ones, it's basically a 2-ton connected mobile computer on wheels. And hackers can use your car's connectivity to access your private information, steal your car, or even worse. What could be worse, you might ask? Well, an auto software expert says a hacker could completely take over and control anything in your car, from the brakes to the steering wheel. He says the scariest scenario is that you're driving and they make your car crash. Adding that one of the reasons that connected cars aren't secure is that the manufacturers aren't as cybersecurity savvy as you'd like to think. That's the Morning Midwest Digest, brought to you by This Week in Agribusiness. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.